You need to see how I learned about this information and how I came to be interested in it. And so for those people who didn't see it, I'm going to show you just a little bit of it here so we can see what's going on. Then I want to talk about what we're actually doing with it, what's been done, what some of the results are, more specifically than I did last time so you can understand it. Okay. This is Lapidus in Pursuit of Gold. This is just the introduction. What it says is, owing to the disparagement cast on the art of alchemy in modern times by those who failed to unearth its secrets, it has been bypassed by science and has become obscured to the point for few people even clearly understand what it stands for. If asked what is alchemy, the short answer might be the search for the philosopher's stone. This, however, is no stone, but a powder with the power to transmute base metals into gold or silver. Anyway, they're talking about the elixir of life. Of course, it gets into, you know, all the aspects of it and everything. But, you know, I was really surprised to find out that the stone was, in fact, not a stone. This is from the Egyptian Book of the Dead. This is the oldest Book of the Dead and the Papyrus of Ani. It's actually by Budge. You have to understand that in Old Kingdom Egypt, only the Pharaoh and the high priest were allowed access to this information. This was considered sacred information. This was information that wasn't shared with the general public. In Old Kingdom Egypt, they believed that you had a light body, they believed you had a physical body. And they believed you had to feed your physical body, but you also had to feed your light body. And what they said you fed your light body with is the Shefa food, which was actually the food of the light body. Now, for a long time, people studied this and said, well, what is the Shefa food? What were they talking about the Shefa food? And so, you know, when I got this book, I began to read it, and I said, you know, this is talking about, in Old Kingdom Egypt, they believed that the Pharaoh never died. They believed that the Pharaoh ascended the stairway to heaven, or Jacob's ladder. That actually, he never died, he ascended.